Meanwhile, Congressman Don Young has hit a milestone. He's now the longest-serving Republican member of Congress ever. Today, Young surpassed the previous record of 46 years held by Representative Joseph Cannon of Illinois, whose tenure began in 1873. Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin asked Young about his history and about the bloopers and gaffes that have punctuated his career.
Young was first sworn into office in March 1973. He says of all the work he's done, the most significant was the bill approving the Trans-Alaska Pipeline, a project that transformed the state.
There's no Alaskan right now isn't somehow touched by what I've been able to do in Congress. And people say, well, that's kind of presumptuous, but you think everybody gets a permit that had been unchecked. That was my bill, and people forget that, but I'm going to remind them again.
But when Young makes national headlines, it's usually for more colorful episodes, and they are recounted over and over in every profile. The time he uttered a crude sexual term when addressing high school students, the time he had to apologize for using a derogatory word for Latino migrants, or the time C-SPAN cameras caught him making faces on the House floor as a colleague was speaking about a Marine killed in action. Young says he is who he is, and he doesn't mind the stories.
In some cases, I might have outlived the so-called politically correct term, but it's still me.
In fact, Young says he's likely to create more colorful moments in the years to come.
Because I don't like, very frankly, the wishy-washy, mamby-pamby type people we have elected to Congress. And if there is a point to be made, I'll make it.
Young says when he took that oath of office in 1973, he never imagined he'd still be a congressman 46 years later. He says he never expected to be in Congress at all. He was a state House member and got elected to the state Senate in 1970. As he tells it, he didn't like the Senate. For the same reason, he's never wanted to be in the U.S. Senate.
I don't like the way they conduct themselves. It is not, I think, a real... Active body, and that's national and in a state legislative body.
Young says his wife at the time, Lou, talked him into running for Congress as a way to quit politics. They figured the incumbent, Nick Begich, would win and Young could go back to Fort Yukon and his riverboats.
When I ran for Congress, and everybody knows that Nick took off on October 16th and never was found, and he still beat me.
Congressman Begich's chartered plane disappeared 3 weeks before Election Day in 1972. That November, Young took just 44% of the vote. That's another one of those stories people tell about Young, how he lost to a dead man. Did that hang over you? Did that bother you to hear that all the time?
I joke about it a little bit. You know, I sort of felt like the Pony Express rider that gets his horse shot out from underneath him and he finds a swayback, wall-eyed horse. But other than to ride that horse, he'll get killed.
Young won a special election in 1973 to take the seat. And he kept winning every 2 years. He's 85, the oldest member now in Congress. Young says he plans to serve as long as he remains in good health and the voters of Alaska decide to keep him. And by the way, Young is the longest-serving Republican member of the House or Senate in history. He would have to serve 13 more years to beat the record held by Democratic Congressman John Dingell, who died last month. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.